Oasis Audio presents The Disappearing Friend Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. A New Friend. The Alden children, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, were in the supermarket shopping for groceries. Henry, who was 14, was pushing the cart. 12-year-old Jesse was holding the grocery list. The Greenfield supermarket was crowded. Families went up and down the aisles filling their carts. Benny, the youngest of the Aldens, watched the other shoppers and the food they were buying with interest.
"All this shopping is making me awfully hungry," Benny said.
He was 6. He looked hopefully at his 10-year-old sister, Violet, who was in charge of getting the things off the shelves as Jesse read the list.
"Could we get some peanut butter, Violet?"
Violet laughed softly. "Oh, Benny, I'm sure there's plenty of peanut butter at home. Mrs. McGregor always keeps it on hand for you."
"But we might need more," Benny said. "Maybe it's on the list."
Jesse, who was very organized, looked at the paper in her hand.
"It's not on the list, Benny, but we can get a little more, I think."
"Oh, good,"
said Benny. He hurried ahead to the peanut butter. He studied all the different jars carefully, then chose one and took it back to the cart.
"It sure is crowded here today," said Henry. "Good thing we're almost done."
"Don't forget the flour, Violet,"
Jesse said. She looked down at her list as Henry pushed the cart around to the end of the aisle.
"Oops,"
he exclaimed, turning quickly sideways. He had almost run into another shopping cart.